Welcome to the Chronic Podcast with host Ralph Malvro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of Hakeem Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No doubt.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his... I don't even have a joke, Dave! Dave smells like nougat!
Now here's your host, Ralph Malvro.
Welcome to the Chronic Podcast, sponsored as always by the Pelican House, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 2572 City Place Court. There's no LSU because they crashed and burned spectacularly against Houston. My wife was running laps around the house. It was totally horrible.
Awesome.
She can't even name one player in the University of Houston baseball team in their history, but she was pumped. The Pelican House, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, they have 136 draft beers, a menu to die for. You can go there and watch the NBA Finals and count down the days until the Saints and LSU football get back on track. The Pelican House.
I think there's actually probably about seven people at the Pelican House bar right now that would be more suited for the LSU bullpen than what we saw over the weekend.
They were winning 4-0 in the seventh, eighth inning, and they melted down completely. And I don't know.
Well, that was their chance. I mean, Monday, obviously, it was toast, but that was their chance. 6 outs away, up 4-0 in the eighth inning. I mean, you can't close a deal on that, man. You don't deserve it.
And they've been hot, and their bullpen had been great. They just wrecked the car, man, into the ditch. But yep. The Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court, they support us, so you should support them. All right. Number one rule of the off season when we do podcasts,
Don't talk about the Saints.
No, we do that.
Talk about everything ad nauseum.
No, the number one rule is usually if there's Saints news, it's bad news, and that rule is 50% true this week. But let's start with the good news. The Saints signed Jonathan Sullivan.
No, they did not sign.
I'm not Jonathan Sullivan. I'm such a Jesus.
Wow. We should just stop right now. I don't think this podcast can get any better.
Oh, they signed Jonathan Goodwin.
Setting the bar high.
The funny thing is, I typed Jonathan Sullivan into the recap that I was doing before the podcast, and I was like, oh, not Jonathan Sullivan. I deleted it out, and I said it on the podcast. They signed Jonathan Goodwin. Andrew,
can you imagine Saints Report if the Saints re-signed Jonathan Sullivan?
It'd be fantastic.
I mean, that would just be a wasteland battleground for Saints.
I'm pretty sure it would shut down. Isn't he at the Mayo Clinic as like a food additives guy? He's like testing shit.
That would be, you know, Kevin, that's a great April Fool's joke for next year. You can say they signed Jonathan Sullivan as the Saints team nutritionist.
Dietitian. Yeah,
team nutritionist Jonathan Sullivan.
And you have like a picture of him with a chef, Photoshop a chef's hat in there.
Don't give me ideas.
I know, right?
I might actually write a post.
Yeah,
don't tempt fate.
Come on, let's be serious.
In honor of the Jonathan Goodwin signing, let's listen to this song.
Goody got it.
Did you hear that? Can you hear that?
If he ever scores a touchdown, we're just going to do the last 10 minutes of a podcast. That'll just be the whole last 10 minutes. So,
Goody got it. Look at this. Sale $6.99 each for a cassette or LP. That's how old this commercial is. See, I don't know if you guys had Sam Goody. Did you guys have Sam Goody growing up?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Okay.
Did we have that in New Orleans? I thought we had Sam Warehouse.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Ralph.
I'd heard of Sam Goody.
Yeah,
so I definitely know Sam Goody.
Sam Goody, is that like Goody's headache powder? So Andrew, now that they've signed Jonathan Goodwin to the Saints, is the roster perfect?
That was definitely, I felt like, the one missing link, the one missing area. I think, you know, when I did a post way back when about the three things the Saints really needed to do in the offseason, number one was receiver, and, you know, they add Brandon Cooks. That was huge. Number two was cornerback, and they got Champ Bailey, and they drafted Jean-Baptiste. And then number three was get a center, and obviously after losing De La Puente, and they got him. So, I mean, I feel pretty good. If you look at the way the Saints drafted, they did good to get special teams. You know, Marcus Ball was another addition that helped special teams. So, and they retained Zach Strief. I really feel like maybe save the loss of Darren Sproles, even though that was by that was their decision. They decided to trade him. I kind of felt like other than that, other than losing Sproles, this was the perfect offseason.
Kevin?
Oh, I'm happy that Goody Mob is back back in the fold, and that's really the only joke that I've got on it. Dave really just stole all the thunder with music-based humor for Goodwin coming back. Right? So,
I mean, let's be honest though, there was never any scenario in my mind under which Tim Molito was a starter at center.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just never going to happen.
You know who really got the shaft, the short end of this stick, is Mike Golick. They brought him in.
Mike Golick Jr.
Whatever. And they knew he was. They knew they were signing Goodwin, right? Everybody knew that. And poor guy, he's there for like a day and a half.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, Dave, is there now that they have this roster, what do you look at and are like, God, that's the week. That's the spot that I worry about the most now. As we...
Ooh, good question. Good question.
Oh,
Ralph, you've been doing your homework tonight, really, haven't you? Let me think.
That almost sounded like a pickup line.
Running back is good. Wide receiver should be just fine. Quarterback is fine. I don't know. I mean, really, to be honest with you, they are, you know, I'm wow. Wow, Feedback City, and mm-hmm. Kevin Held is probably the mayor there.
The mayor and the comptroller.
I mean, I think that they're pretty solid across the board. I mean, like Andrew said, I'm pretty happy with what they've done this offseason. You know, backup quarterback you could say is weak, but I don't think that's really going to ever even come into play.
Come on. No, you're going to diss on Tulane like that?
Oh, come on. I like the guy, but I certainly don't want to see him playing during the regular season unless it's late in the fourth quarter. You know, cornerback, they've definitely addressed. Safety, obviously, they addressed. Linebacker, defensive line, they were always okay, you know, from the get-go. I mean, I would say just overall the offensive line, maybe tackle. You know, Armstead is still very young, still very green, so... you know, I think there's still some questions there.
What's the player? We can go around the horn on this if you guys want. Nate, who do you guys think is the one player the Saints can least afford to lose to an injury?
Non Drew Brees category.
Yeah, non Drew Brees, obviously. Yeah, I should have rephrased that. Sorry.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, the answer to that was obvious.
I always think of like Curtis Lofton in this situation, since he's like the Drew Brees, the quarterback of the defense. But I mean, they probably still. I'm just listening.
I think Kevin's taking a bath today.
I think he's cleaning his fish that he caught today.
No, I just got it. Look, I just got back in the house. The home alarm goes off every time I come in because I live
Sounds
in
like
a.
You're beating it.
No, it'd be a lot more thunderous.
Hell, the only background music noise you're allowed to have is running water.
I was just doing
when it. when you're burying a body out in the desert of Missouri, like that one time.
There is no desert in Missouri. Are you referring to? Hang on, are you referring to this?
Yeah, that.
I'm getting my dog food.
Yeah.
Dog is dog food.
I'm going to say the guy that I'm going to vote for, they can least afford to lose, and this is going to be a surprise, I think, to you guys, is Keenan Lewis.
Well, that's not surprising. I mean,
because I think
we saw how that worked out last.
I think he transforms their secondary in that he is a borderline elite corner, so he can shut down the other team's number one guy. And I think that allows Rob Ryan to do so much on defense that if they lost him, then your corners are Champ Bailey and Patrick Robinson and, you know, that kind of Corey White. I mean, that's a huge drop off, and I think they'd have a hard time covering that hole.
That's a good call. I'm gonna go with Teron Armstead, not because of necessarily how good he is,
but how bad it is behind him.
Yeah, I mean, who is the left tackle? I guess it's Bryce Harris, or maybe they would move over Zach Streif and put Harris at right tackle. But the left tackle for me is just it's already weak to begin with. I mean, hopefully
I got the guy from Kansas State. What's his name? Rooks.
Tavon Rooks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know much about Rooks, but I think he was like 280 drafted. So I think he's very much like some of those other guys. You know, he's going to take a year or two in the weight room to be ready.
He's raw.
He's raw.
Oh God.
Like an egg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we come to the part of the Saints news that whenever it's the offseason and we have Saints news, it's bad news. It was horrible news. Jarris Bird had back surgery.
It's Jarris, isn't it?
Jarris. I need a brachiotomy.
His love life.
The Bird had back surgery. The Atlanta Falcon fans were out trolling poor man and his bad back. How big a blow on the Dave Cariello panic meter did this drop your enthusiasm for the 2014 season, Dave?
Doctor, get away from me!
I would say not much at all. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Not at all?
No.
No?
I mean...
Andrew?
No, not a big deal.
I'm
trusting Peyton and...
Peyton, I don't believe anything he says about injuries.
I think it's a concern. I mean, I think it's one of those things where you kind of look at what's going on right now with his injury history, and you wonder, did the Saints even know about this? You know, I mean, I don't know how rigorous the physicals are before they sign a player, but I doubt that they're doing an MRI on players' backs. So that's my first question.
I was going to say that if somebody wasn't playing it, so that's good.
That's my biggest concern is did they know about it? And if they didn't know about it, would they still have made the same investment had they known? So those are kind of the two questions. But the thing that keeps confusing me is they keep saying that Sean Payton said he was asymptomatic. So how did they figure out that something was wrong?
Doctor said I need a brachiotomy.
Yeah, exactly.
My point exactly. If it flared up when he was weightlifting, you can't be asymptomatic.
Right. Right.
But the Saints, they lie about injuries. Look, Sean Payton, I know he's lying about injuries because his lips are moving. Sean Payton's awesome, but he lies about injury. I'd just rather the Saints not say anything, like Bill Belichick, be like, you know, like the Saints just flat out lie. So he could be like it. There's like a 2% chance that he doesn't play the 2014 season.
Wait, how many complaints do you think we're gonna get when this gets posted?
Yeah, oh, it seriously. Doesn't matter.
Our fans, they love us, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
And my unbridled enthusiasm for the 2014
season. Speak for yourself, Ralph.
Dropped 10% when I read about Jarris Bird's back injury.
The only reason that I'm going with Peyton on this one, that I can trust him. It's the off season. I mean, he lies during the regular season because he's got an opponent the next week, you know, because he doesn't want to release too much information. He wants the opponent to game plan for certain players or maybe not game plan for certain players, whatever the case may be. It's the off season. I mean, nobody's game planning for the Saints right now. He doesn't really have that much motivation to lie about it. So,
but he's a liar. That's what he does. He can't help himself, Dave.
Henry Rollins. Anybody? Liar.
No. No.
Okay. Kevin, you get that reference, right?
No, sadly no.
Oh boy, oh, Mooster movie guy doesn't get the music, folks.
You guys have heard of Henry Rollins, right?
Yeah.
He was in that movie, that car chase movie with
Charlie Sheen.
You guys don't remember that song, yeah, Liar? That's like his biggest hit.
That's his only.
You want it all, but you can't have it.
That would be Faith No More.
Oh, that's Faith No More.
Yeah, that song. You want it.
Wait,
all.
Was that in Godfather soundtrack?
Oh God.
Classic, Dave.
Oh, Dave, you silly bastard.
Is that? That's pretty much all the Saints news we have.
Great,
all
that's right, a wrap. See you guys tomorrow. Good night.
No, we actually do have a. I have got a significant amount of Twitter questions.
Did you?
I did.
Popular. Maybe we ought to just play this just for good measure.
So.
Right. Oh my God, that needs to stop.
This is a question from Super Saiyan Saint. What category?
I hate that guy.
Of meltdown, are we talking if DirecTV has a marionette commercial during the Super Bowl? That's in reference to the DirecTV marionette commercial with the marionette in the lingerie in the bed with the husband. I'm going to ask my lovely wife to come on over here.
Yeah.
Because she's refusing, but she hates the marionette. She guess she's not going to jail. She hates the marionette commercial on DirecTV almost as much as she hates the Sarah McLachlan commercial with the pets and the sad music. If they have a Super Bowl commercial with the marionette, my wife may, in fact, burn down our house to the ground because it'll drive her so crazy. But here's a question specifically for you, Dave, and we'll go around the horn on this one.
Oh, shit.
Worst movie series of the last 20 years.
Oh, my God. I have to know a whole series of movies?
Yeah.
The answer's easy. The answer's a fucking layup, dude.
I thought this was going to be multiple choice.
No.
No, dude.
Oh, jeez. I got to pull this out of my butt.
Now you know what it's like when I have to talk about the Saints.
The worst movie series of all time.
Well, in the last 20 years.
Oh, in the last 20 years. It can be just two. It doesn't have to be like...
Two. Be three.
I don't know. Did they come out with a Howard the Duck too?
No.
Did they come out with a sequel to Howard the Duck?
Kevin, what's your choice?
Star Wars episodes 1 through 3.
I knew he was. You know, that's such a nerd answer. You know.
Fuck you, pal. Those movies were fucking terrible. Terrible. Let me tell you something. Fucking Kevin, growing up. Fuck, Kevin now, still probably, like, if I got fucking rolling, I'm dropped back in like I'm five, like, you give me a line, boom, I got the next 5 minutes of the script that I'm reciting from the original three, okay? That's how fucking committed I was as a kid. I was a total dork for Star Wars growing up. I watched this shit, I'd get home, I'd do my homework, I'm gonna watch Star Wars again? Yep. What else am I gonna do? Nintendo hadn't come out yet.
Oh my God!
Not that, please.
That's great. And then, so finally, fucking 19-year-old Kevin. Oh, we're getting the Star Wars, yeah! And then, oh my God, this is terrible. This is terrible. It was 6 years. It was 6 years of my life, and it ruined the preceding 19.
Kevin, did you have impure thoughts towards Princess Leia?
No, I just grew up with it with. Her being just Princess Leia, I never really thought about it.
Oh, wow. So you really were the ultimate dork nerd Star Wars fan.
Like,
yeah, definitely. You know, does that shock you?
I didn't have to look at her like a fucking like an object. I viewed her as a fucking character. That's what happens when you write layered, nuanced fucking characters. Characters.
Well, okay. Never my answer, the original.
Seriously, George Lucas fucked his own franchise and then made $1 billion.
Good for him. My answer, the series, the first movie was Oscar worthy, was very good, but everything that followed it up wasn't very good. I'm going with Air Bud. They should never have made Air Bud Golden Receiver. They definitely should never have made Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch. And God help the people who thought that Air Bud Spikes Back, where he takes on volleyball, whether they thought that would be a good idea or not. So my answer is the Air Bud series.
I have a feeling that Dave just went on Google and looked on Bleacher Report and clicked through all of the different options.
Well, no, because
he found Air Bud on page 47.
No, if I had done that, I would have come up with, apparently, Complex.com thinks that thinks that the Resident Evil movie series wasn't very good.
Oh, they are terrible. Oh, God.
The Silence of the Lambs series is bad. Silence of the Lambs is a great movie, but the rest of them are pretty bad.
I thought Red Dragon was good.
Let's do another worst movie of the last 20 years. Held, I'll start with you.
Air Bud Spikes Back.
Oh, God. You know what? Skip me, because here's the thing. When I find it, you're getting a good rant out of it, and I would hate to just throw whatever comes off the top of my head.
I'm going to say Solaris with George Clooney.
Oh, come on!
That movie was fucking terrible. It was so bad, I couldn't even fall asleep during it. It just transfixed me with its shittiness. Andrew, what your worst movie of the last 20 years?
Ugh, man, I don't know. Let me think about this. Get back to me.
Dave, probably the last movie you saw, and you probably said, I'll never see another
movie
again.
Yes, my wife, Elizabeth, what's the worst movie you've seen in the last 20 years? Can you think of one that we've seen recently that was just god-awful? Oh, my wife just said Groundhog Day. I love that movie.
No!
What is wrong with your wife?
Come on.
Good luck.
Jesus.
Dude, Juge, it's time to reevaluate, man.
I know a good divorce lawyer.
Women don't understand that. Women don't understand Groundhog Day.
Apparently not.
They do, too.
The movie Groundhog Day. Women just don't understand it.
Well, holy shit.
Come on, there's no way Groundhog Day is the worst. There's like 15 Saw movies.
IMDb says there was a movie actually called The Worst Movie Ever that came out in 2011.
Well, there's no way that was the worst movie ever.
No, I'm sure it was some stupid comedy.
Both.
Yeah.
I beg to differ. It looks pretty bad.
All right.
I got it. I've got a whole bunch. All right. And I've actually seen these. I actually had to fucking review these. Well, some of them I actually – okay. So there was a movie – in 2002 called Fear.com.
I saw that movie. It was awful.
Oh, it was terrible.
Who's
it
that?
It was terrible. And then let's see.
Is that a Ryan Phillippe vehicle? I feel like it was.
No, it's a what's his face? The Steven Dorff.
The word vehicle?
Steven Dorff.
E-cigarette guy.
And you mentioned Solaris. It was the chick from Solaris who was also in The Truman Show. She was in it. The guy who was the police officer in V for Vendetta, who was the bad guy, it was about a ghost who lived on a website called fear.com.com. Yeah. And then, let's see. Then there was Alone in the Dark, which came out in 2005. That had Christian Slater, Steven Dorff, and Tara Reid in it.
I thought that was a biography of your teenage years, Kevin.
Well played. You got the requisite Battlefield Earth from 2000.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That movie
winner.
Was awful.
I forgot about Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth was the worst thing ever.
And I guess, I don't know, maybe like the last handful of years, I'd probably throw Couples Retreat.
Ooh, yeah, that's bad.
Because, I mean, that should have just been a great movie. Because it had Favreau.
Death to Smoochie is pretty fucking bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Why did I like that movie?
Have you guys seen 50 First Dates?
No, yeah. I refuse to watch anything from Adam Sandler.
50 First Dates single-handedly ruined Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore for me.
I heard his new movie's pretty fucking bad, too.
I'm sure it is. After 50 First Dates, I completely gave up on him.
This question isn't so much a question as it is a request from Super Saiyan Saint. If Nicktoon catches 5 touchdowns, Andrew sings the song of my choice. Agreed?
Yeah, absolutely. Done.
There's no way he catches 5 touchdowns.
No. But what? See, this is what I hate. You always get these Twitter requests from people. Hey, if this happens, then you have to do this. Where's the bet?
Yeah.
I want to know what happens if he doesn't get 5 touchdowns. What's Super Saiyan Saint going to do for me? Yeah. Huh, Brian? Come on.
Yeah. Huh, Brian?
That's how a bet works.
Do you get to change his avatar to God Will Juge You?
That would be pretty solid. Okay, that's the deal. That's the deal. I will sing the song of his choice if Nicktoon scores 5 touchdowns, and if he does, to put God Will Juge You as a picture on his Twitter handle for a week.
Yeah, week, solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this is for you, Kevin. More shocking betrayal, Seth Rollins or Roman Harper?
Seth Rollins, easily. Easily.
Must be a wrestling situation.
It is a wrestling situation. Yeah, it went down last night, man.
What if Roman Harper had gone to the Falcons? Would that have changed your answer?
No.
Oh, wow. It must be a big betrayal.
It was a lofty betrayal, if you will. Like, imagine if the Saints won repeated Super Bowls and repeatedly went to like the conference, like the NFC title game, or just were. Yeah, like imagine that. And then out of the blue, like, oh, you think it's a routine layup that they're going to re-sign such and such. And then boom, all of a sudden, nope, now he goes to the Falcons, or boom, now he goes to the Cowboys.
So you mean kind of like what Jonathan Goodwin just did to the 49ers?
True that.
Were they expecting him back?
No. I can't really comment on that.
All right.
He was offered a contract by other teams, some of which were in the playoffs last year.
I'll refer to a line from Braveheart. A deal with a liar is not a deal at all.
This is an excellent question from the angry Ocho.
Make sure I'll answer this, but make sure you read Moose Denied Wang. He had a bunch of funny questions.
I've got him.
You're always forgetting Wang's questions, Ralph.
Yeah, I've got
Wang
him.
Has good questions.
Wang, yeah. He doesn't have any questions so far.
Not to you.
You ignore Wang, our biggest fan.
He doesn't see them because he hasn't logged into the podcast Twitter account.
Well, that's just bad.
Well, hosting. Fire the questions off then.
Don't forget about Angry Ocho, though. We don't want to leave him hanging.
All right. Andrew, you can take this one first. As a thought experiment, if you were Donald Sterling, how would you use the $2 billion to get revenge?
Oh, wow. Wow.
God.
Well, I think first things first, you've got to channel your anger towards the person that made the recording. And I think the best way to troll her, if you hate Magic Johnson, is to basically find a way to have Magic Johnson posters posted everywhere she goes, so that wherever she walks, you know, you basically just spend thousands of monies on her trail or on her walk to work, on her walk anywhere she goes, you basically have like pictures of Magic Johnson everywhere. Like a
reality show of her when she's poor, because he probably cut her off.
Right. Well, that too.
I would, a good way to do revenge is buy a television, like buy a cable channel and just rail against the NBA like 24/7.
Yeah.
You got $2 million. I'm thinking you could buy a cable channel.
I mean, you could buy anything for $2 million.
Billion.
Billion.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so fire some of the – fire
wait,
some
I, of the... While we're talking about Donald Sterling and the Clippers and all that, Yahoo today came out with on their shutdown corner blog. They basically asked the question, if the Clippers went for $2 billion, how much is each other NFL team worth? In other words, if they use that scale – because the Clippers sold for $2 billion, but they were really estimated to be worth, well, it doesn't even say what they were worth, but that's way more than they were, that they're...
Oh, actually, I have a good one.
Offer
Blake Griffin $1 billion to retire.
I would take that.
That's good.
So Yahoo basically looked at every NFL team and put them on the same scale as the Clippers. So based on the Clippers scale, the Saints would be worth $3.494 billion.
Jeez.
Wow.
Their actual value is estimated at just an inch over $1 billion, which is still nothing to laugh at.
That's fucking Bengal cat.
Yeah, Ralph, get your pussy in order there. Come on.
That cat, it doesn't eat cat food. It only eats boiled chicken and whipped cream.
Jesus.
I'm not even kidding.
You're putting the pussy cat on a pedestal, man.
It is.
Don't put the pussy
and
on
she
pedestal.
Takes, and she takes anxiety meds. That we have to mash up and put in whipped cream.
Will you get her on a heavy dose of Zoloft?
Probably do.
Is she seeing a cat psychiatrist?
That's the next step.
Is she seeing Jackson Galaxy?
Is that the...
That's the guy from My Cat from Hell. That show, My Cat from Hell.
That sounds like it could easily be the worst movie ever. You should have gone with that.
I guess nobody watches that show.
All right, so Wang questions. Make it happen.
He fired off about four this afternoon.
At least so, two of them were good.
Well, I would say they're all worthy in their own right. So one of them, he wants to know, is it a net positive or a negative for Canal Street Chronicles that Stewart's mom never loved him?
I would say it's a positive.
I would say it's a positive as well.
We're talking about Stujo, right?
Yes, we're talking about Stujo.
Ugh. I think I'm going to be sick.
All right, another question. Does it just break your fucking heart that those cats at CSC have never heard of like 50 of the 64 cats in the most hated Saints person tournament?
What is Wang, a jazz guy now?
Yeah, he likes
that's, the a, that's like cat. The jazz guys. They're always calling other people cats.
That was
a cool cat, man.
Corey Johnson would always say cats when I would produce his
Corey
show.
Corey Johnson. That cat is spectacular.
Spelled K-A-A-R-E.
Speaking of, he should have been in the 64 tournament for worst ever.
Oh.
We might have to have a media bracket. I don't know. That would cause some trouble.
I can't answer this question because I haven't heard of like 55 of the 64.
Jeff Duncan, number one seed.
Oh,
ouch.
Murph, two seed.
It's such a small bracket though, because New Orleans.
No
comment
on that one.
Could we have to go national, maybe, because New Orleans is such a small. We wouldn't have enough to fill.
Oh yeah, we could go national. We could go.
Mike
national.
Freeman. Mike Freeman belongs in that tournament.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
All right, that's the next one then.
Yep. There you go.
Wait, Wang's got a couple more questions. He wants to know. He has more feline questions. When are all of those cats at CSC going to realize that every opinion those cats hold is wrong, except for that one cat? And when he's talking about the one cat, I'm pretty sure he's referring to me.
Of course.
Somebody's avatar. I saw they said these opinions are mine, and you should take them up immediately. All right, I have a question. This is a good one. Game of Thrones themed.
Boring.
If you haven't,
says the guy who watches Cat from Hell.
Yeah. Will Akeem Hicks be the Mountain for the Saints this year?
Wait, did Ralph just say his name correctly?
I did.
This is a banner moment.
It is.
Yeah. He's not a wide receiver for the Giants.
Yeah.
Wow.
So will Hicks be the Mountain for the Saints this year? God, I hope so. Because if Game of Thrones on Sunday was awesome, dude got his head crushed like a grape.
We could have said spoiler alert there.
Dude. It's Tuesday if you ain't seen it by now. And if you haven't watched the show and you're going to watch it later, you'll forget this podcast anyway.
Nope. I'm forever going to be waiting for season 3, episode 6, when the guy's head gets crushed. Thanks a lot, Ralph.
Season 4, episode 8.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Nerd.
No. Hang on. I'll tell you what's really nerdy. Are you ready for this? No. Here's something nerdier. I don't even have cable.
Do you have HBO Go, though?
No.
No, you have to have cable to have HBO Go.
No. Here's the thing. I haven't seen season 3 or 4 yet I know what the fuck's going on.
Did you read the reviews?
No, because he read the books.
No, No, God, no. I tried reading the first book. I couldn't get through the first 20 pages.
People who said they read the books, they lie. They just read Wikipedia.
I Lord of the Rings'd myself, man. I was 20 pages in and like, all right, I'm going to go hang myself if I keep trying to read this.
Dude. But what are the chances that Akeem Hicks?
Oh God, you want to say Akeem Hicks so bad? You just want to say it so bad.
I do. What are the chances, Dave, that he's the Saints? Mind. What's the chances that he's the Saints' best defensive player at the end of this year?
I mean, pretty good. I don't know if I would pick him. I would pick maybe Cam Jordan or Junior Gallette or Jairus Byrd or Keenan Lewis probably before.
You guys suck at saying Jairus.
Jairus, so sorry. Jairus. Sorry.
I suck at saying names, period.
Jairus. Yeah.
He
went to Jairus.
Every time he has an interception, we're just like, man, I can't believe Matt Ryan. He went to Jairus.
Dude.
You're on to something here.
It's going to be funny until Chris Berman runs that into the ground. That's pretty good Berman.
Seriously, where is Gregor Clegane when you need him?
I don't know who that is.
And again, I'm rolling in the nerd points.
You're rolling in the show that you don't even watch.
Right? Right?
I don't know the name. Game of Thrones has so many fucking people. I don't even know Saints players' names. You think I know how to say Game of Thrones people's name and then knew who they are? I'm like, blonde princess.
Look, for all the people that don't have cable, just watch fucking Hannibal. Please watch Hannibal. It is a tremendous show.
So they don't cancel it?
Well, because seriously, NBC has nothing.
All right. Federico Ferrari, Andrew, has a legitimate Saints question.
Oh, why?
How big of an impact will Victor Butler have next season?
That's the enigma, Edward Nigma. That's the tough one. I really, really don't know what to expect from Butler. I mean, I think – had he not gotten injured last year, he would have obviously, I think, been a big part of the defense. And, you know, here's the crazy thing. Gallette was kind of down on the depth chart, and I don't know that Gallette ever sees the field if Victor Butler was healthy last year. Now, maybe he gets in situational pass rush, but he's probably not putting together the season he had if Victor Butler was on the roster. So that whole deal was, in some ways, maybe a blessing in disguise for the team. Now, where does that leave Butler? Obviously, you can't go back now. And Gallette, I mean, his position, his standing with the team at this point is rock solid. So I think he just has to hope he's kind of the situational backup. But Gallette is kind of one-dimensional in what he does. And Harrelson is still kind of one-dimensional in being a run defender. And Butler is the guy that can kind of do it all. So if he can come back healthy, that's the big question mark. Is in terms of talent, for me, he's absolutely on the 53-man roster. But beyond that, as far as getting actual real playing time, I think things are going to have to fall his way. In other words, not only is he going to have to recover, but a couple of guys ahead of him maybe need to get banged up and that sort of thing. But I'm not expecting huge things out of him. I mean, if you're asking me, do I think he's going to be a 16-game starter that's going to be the big surprise of the season? I'm not expecting that. I think a more realistic expectation for him that I would be happy with is he makes the 53-man roster. He gives the Saints some valuable reps when he's on the field. And over the course of the season, late in the year, he starts to come into his own and starts playing better.
All right. Maybe the best Twitter question of the month so far. Kevin, and I'm going to fire it to you.
This is the first show of the month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. If the Taliban kidnapped Rob Lyon.
The Taliban?
Now, the Taliban.
One, two, three.
Three Taliban. If the Taliban kidnapped Rob Lyon, what would be the proper trade to get him back?
I'm not wading into that. I'm just saying whatever. I'm taking the.
Empty out Guantanamo, baby. That's the answer. Bob Lyon back. He's an American hero.
Right. And no, I understand he's a national treasure, and it's basically whatever needs to be done. I mean, honestly, I'm waiting sending SEAL Team 6 in first.
Yeah.
I would trade Area 51 alien secrets for that.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the best answer.
Hey. God. Dave, over under on Manziel interceptions week 2 versus the Saints.
What would I – well, wait. Are you setting the over under and I'm guessing whether it's over under or you want me to set it?
Over under is 1.
No, I would set the over under at
Johnny
2. Johnny
Football went to Jairus.
I would set the over under at 2 if I was setting it. And I would say probably 2 would be a fair guess.
We might have discussed this last week, but Kev,
if he's the starting quarterback.
What are the odds that Junior Gallette sacks Johnny Football and does a little month thing to mock him?
Wait, repeat the last part of that question, because Dave just started singing a shaving commercial.
What are the odds Junior Gallette sacks Johnny Football and does the little money dance to mock him?
Somebody's knocking that shit out of the park sooner rather than later, so why not players on the Saints? I mean, I don't know who Cleveland's playing in week 1, but if Johnny Football's starting – Somebody's doing that within the first 4 or 5 games. Period.
But
it's happening.
But Junior Gallette is a fantastic person to do that. He's a crazy person.
Yeah. If you say he's doing that, then I'll bet on that. I'll say at least 50%.
He did the Superman thing to make fun of Cam Newton.
That was amazing.
I mean, all right. I tell you what. I'm raising it. If he's starting the game, I'm saying at least 70%.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much all.
In fact, we need to get on Twitter right now and egg him on, because he reads his Twitter mentions.
He does. That's all the questions I have, Dave. Do you have any more?
Any
question?
No, I don't think so. Wang had one about Andrew that Andrew already asked or answered. What was the Andrew question, Juge? What did he ask you?
Was it something about Goodwin? Like,
here it is.
Were my dreams going to be crushed when Matt Armstrong was the starting?
How much? Yeah. How much therapy is Andrew going to need when Matt Armstrong destroys all his hopes and dreams?
I will admit to being a little too giddy and excited about the Goodwin signing and acting like a 35-year-old is the keys to the Super Bowl. Yeah, if Matt Armstrong is the starting center, I'm going to be in the fetal position in a sewer, face down, never recovering.
There is no possible way on this earth that Jonathan Goodwin is not the starting center for the Saints week 1 if he's healthy. That's just not possible, is it?
No, Tim Alito is not starting for the Saints at center unless there's an injury. It's just not possible.
It's not possible. All right. So I guess that wraps it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap.
No Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham will probably sign at, when I load this podcast at 9:20 about, Jimmy Graham will sign at about 9:25.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. Well, you know. So
we got a month till the grievance. I don't think we're going to see any action before then.
Yeah. So, you know, follow Kevin on Twitter, and follow my wife so she can catch up to Held's followers. And then
has she been tweeting? And I haven't really noticed much.
She tweeted out a wedding picture of they had a bride, and she stapled her 2-month-old baby to her 1-month-old baby to her train.
When she walked
down the aisle, she was dragging her infant child behind her.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
And it was not a Photoshop. It's a legitimate photo, and that's what my wife does. She tweets out horribly inappropriate wedding photos.
And Did you figure out her name yet on Twitter?
Yeah, it's Sally Montevice. She wrapped it around. Got it.
We need to work on that.
Yeah. So
needs a little work.
So anyway, follow her so Kevin can have less followers than her. But follow Held as well. Go to Saints Nation. Andrew's breaking down each preview of the Saints and other random things. And go to Canal Street Chronicles and make fun of Stu and other things.
I'm on the Saints Nation. Having impure thoughts about the signing of Jonathan Goodwin, while Kevin apparently does not have impure thoughts about Princess Leia.
No, he doesn't. Kevin does not.
Well-rounded characters, man. Well-rounded characters.
I mean, what kind of red-blooded, purebred American are you?
Oh, hey, Lord.
Let me tell you something. You go.
Because here's the thing. The Star Wars geeks, they don't get much exposure to women.
and also people remember to donate.
$1, 50 cents,
a quarter, whatever you got.
And follow us on Twitter.
Exactly.
Tell everybody to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, Saint. Podcast Saints, or what is it?
There you go. Very good. At Podcast
Saints. Wow, I can't believe you got that right.
At Podcast Saints. Yeah, I'm practically a professional. So, for Kevin, for Andrew, for Dave, I'm Ralph. Until next week, be safe.
God, you suck, George Lucas.